Wir holden daf Chofhe Yomedeis. Kevin Mill was Shaila as the steer between the Yehud and Rabbonin, whether we're Choshish Lagoimlun or not. Whether two people, one says for the other one, are we afraid maybe they're making up to lie for one another, you lie for me here and I'll lie for you there. So the steer in Rabbi Yehuda. That first Rabbi Yehuda says by the Kahanim that we do not believe one for the other. So you see, you are Choshish Lagoimlun. And over here by the Chamor in the last case was, that Rabbi Yehuda says, we do believe them, we do trust them. So is the steering of Yehuda, are you choshish legoimlim or not? So now the Gemara says, Viboy Yisema, another teretz is like this. Rabbi Yehuda v'rabonen v'mailin mitruma l'yuchsa k'miflegi. I tell you, the first machlokes we had by Kahanim, where we have these two people, and one says on the other one, I know that this other person is a kohen, and he says on me, he knows I'm a kohen. The machlokes is there, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says, we do not believe them, is not the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda is choshish legoimlim. Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid that one will lie for the other. But Sam Rabbi Yehuda holds an Eidecha doesn't help for a new reason of B'malin Mitruma L'Yuchsan Kemiflugi. Machlekes is that if we believe an Eidecha to say that this person is a Kayin, in order to let him eat Truma, Rabbi Yehuda is Cheshish that if we're going to let him eat Truma, we're afraid people are going to think that he's a Kayin Yuchesis, and they'll come to marry also, even for Yuchsin, to come to B'mala to marry. And L'yuchsin, that's a chumra for sure, we have to aid him. So if Yehuda's chumra, not to believe in Eid Echad, is not because he's choshes l'goimlin, but because he holds, person would be malin mitrum l'yuchsin. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda savar horoyeh shemachilin truma liyodom, if somebody's going to see the way we feed somebody truma, we give this person truma, is v'cheskas koyin. So we see that what he's a kohen is meyadolav b'chol makim shukayin. People will come to say this all over at any time that he's a kohen. Who malin loisen liyuchsin? He'll even come to get married because he's a kohen. Hilkach. Therefore, imachilu truma rayata mevilu lasiu isha. If we're going to let him eat truma because of an eidechah, so he'll come out to be able to get married also, but there is a kohen. V'tamayu lav mishum goyin lenu. And the reason why Yehuda says we don't believe one for the other is not because of Goimlin, we're not afraid one will lie for the other, but Sam for Yuchsin, you have to aid him. For Rabbonin, Sam with Rabbonin Shita is Ein Malim Mitrumel Yuchsin. They hold no, we're not afraid. We can believe in Eidechot here to say that he's a Kayin, we'll let him eat Truma. However, later, if he wants to get married with Teresa Kayin, for that we're not afraid, we'll have to aid him. We're not afraid somebody will be Malahim because of the Truma to give him a din like a Kayin. Satsis Machlaikis. Now the Gemara says, Iboiliu, we have a Shaila. Mahu lahalois mishtoris liyuchsin. What about from a shtar, if we look at a shtar, would we mimalahim liyuchsin? So Gemara says, Heshidavi, what are we talking about? What's the case? Like, how are you going to look at the shtar to see a person is a kohen that even for yuchsin also will think he's a kohen? Ilayim with the cause of vei. If you want to tell me, it's written in a shtar like this, that ani pleini kohen. The aid that's signing writes like this, I the kohen. Chosamti eid. I sign my name that I'm a kohen, and there was an aid on a shtar signs his name a teres a kohen. So Mora says man kamasa delayu, like that's not called aidus at all. A person's not neman on himself. So that's not called any aidus at all. So what's the shiloh to be malim mi shtaris liyuchsin? So Mora says leitzricha the kosev bay. You have to say it's talking like this in the shtar. It's written ani pleini kohen. Lovisi mono mipleini. I, the kohen, lovisi, I borrowed money from somebody. Vechasim musadi. And now Edim signed on the shtar. So the laver is called the kohen. And he had a shtar written up that I, the kohen, borrowed $1,000. And to Edim signed on the shtar. So now look through the two Edim that are signing. That's the question. Are they signing also that they know that he's a kohen or not? That's the shayla. My, what's the kalok here? Amonish b'shtar ko masadi. If the edim when they sign in the shtar, they're only ikka being made that they know the loan took place on the money, but they're not being made what it says that he's a kohen. So it's not considered like we have edim here that he's a kohen. Oiduma maybe akulei milsa ko masadi. Like when the edim sign in the shtar, they are saying everything in the shtar is kosher. And they're even saying what it says, that the person, the laver, was a kohen. They're also saying, going Edis on it. So that's the shayla, is it called like we have Edis here saying he's a kohen or not? So Gemara says, Rav Huna of Rav Chizda. So Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Chadom, one says Malin, yes, is considered like the Edim are being made that the person is a Kohen. For Chadom, Ein Malin, that's what we passed in Ein Malin, we do not say the Edim that is a sign on the Shtar are being made that what it says the life is a Kohen, that much is not being made on. The Iker Edis of the Edim in the Shtar is that they know the Halvor, what it says about the money is true, but not that the person himself is really a Kohen. I think more says Iboilu, we have a Shalom like this. What's going to be if we see a person that goes up to Duchen? He acts like a Kohen in Shul, and he goes up and makes Nesias Kapayim, he Duchens like a Kohen. So, if we see a person doing that, is that a proof that he's a Kohen now that we could even marry into the Mishpacher also? Nagayat to Yuchsin, it's also called a Kohen. So more so like this: Tiboy leman de yoma malin mitrum al yuchsin, v'tiboy leman de yoma ein malin. We could ask the shayla according to both man de yoma we had before. Before we had a machlekes if a kohen, if a person eats truma, from that we have a proof to say he's a kosher kohen even for yuchsin or not. So even according to that machlekes, we can still have this machlekes also. We can still clear the shayla. Now it's not totally zeb zeb. Why? More so like this. Even according to Man the Yama before that says if you see him eating truma, you could take on that he's a kohen. What about maybe over here it's different? I'll tell you, Hani Mili Truma the Yavan Misa. Only over there, if the person is not a kohen and he eats truma, he's over, he's chayiv misa for that. So therefore, since he's eating truma, that should be a proof that he's really a kohen. It's true that he's a kohen. Therefore, maybe you could have a right to say he's a kohen even for Yuchsin to get married also. But over here, if a person does Nesias Kapayim, even though he's not a Kohen, he's only over in Yisrasei. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Kaisav Orchu Atem V'loizarim. Only what a Kohen is, let him say Birchas Kanim. And not the Zar, V'laf Abo Mechlal Asei as Asei. It only has the din of an Asei. So if so, maybe a person would like lie and make Nesias Kapayim, even though he's not really a Kohen. So therefore, we would not be mala mi nesias kapayim liyuchsin. Oidilma, maybe not. Oidilma loishna, maybe there's no difference. Just like we have a svar, a person will not eat truma unless he's really a kain. The same thing here also, since there's an isser involved, we have a right to say that for sure he would not duchen unless he's really a kain. So we could prove it really that he is a kain. That's the shayla. Now the Gemara says, Tidboi laman diyama ein malin. We could even ask this for shayla if you hold all over, if a kain eats, if you see a person eating truma, we cannot say to bring a proof that is really a kohen. Afilu ein malin. Why hani mili truma? That's only by regular truma. The misachla b'tzina, that a person eats tzina a truma privately. So therefore, maybe a person would be a rosha like and act like a kohen and eat truma even though he's not a kohen. So therefore, we don't say for sure he's a kohen. The fact he's eating truma, since he does it privately, therefore we say ein malin me truma liyuchsin. Avol nesias kapayim. But over here, for a person to go duchen, is barabim yoni say birchas kanim barabim in a tzibur. So for somebody to do it, the Gemara says, ilav koyinu kulei hai loy mechatzev inish nafshei. If a person is not really a koyin, so much chutzpah he wouldn't have. This much chutzpah mamish to go ahead and make nesias kapayim barabim if he's not a koyin, that he wouldn't do. So therefore, we could be malin min nesias kapayim liyuchsin. By Duma, maybe Loishna, no, there's no difference. A person would do it also. So just like you hold that you're not malim from the fact the person is eating truma, to say that for sure he's a kohen, who would then we're not malim from the Nesias Kapayim liyuchsin. So we have a fresh shayla. Zumara says Rav Chizdo for Rabbi Yavina tzmachlekes. Chado mamalim. One says yes. If you see a kohen duchenin, we have a right to say he's 100% kohen even for yuchsin. The Chadoma one says, no, ain't malin, no, you can't bring a proof from this. Even though he went up to Duchin, maybe he's not really a Kohen, we have to be afraid, and therefore you can't marry him, he can't get married, but there is a Kohen, he has no Yichus. So the Mar Omale Rav Nachman by Yitzchak the Rova. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak yes, the Shaila to Rova. Ma'o lahalas m'nasiyas kapayim l'yuchsin. He asked him, what's the Shaila? This Shaila. If you see a Kohen, Duchenin, do we have a right to say for sure he's a kohen, even for Yuchsin, that we could for Chasana? Whether it's Nageyat, his daughter wants to get married, if a kohen's let her marry her, or whether it's a shayla if he's a kohen or not, could be Malin or Yuchsin. So Amalei, he answered back, Plukta, the Rav Chizda, Rav Avina, some machlekes like we just had. But he asked him, Hilchas, Samai, who do we paskin like? I know a brisa like this. The brisa says, the Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Leimer, Kidoilo Chazok is very big. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Ezra says like this, Umivnei HaKohanim, Bnei Chovayo, Bnei HaKoitz, Bnei Barzilai, Ashelokach Mibnois Barzilai, Hagilodi, Isha Vayikore Yalshmom. Then it says, Eile Bikshuk Sovom, Hamas Yachasim, Voloinim Tso, Vayigoyalu Menakuna. But they didn't find the Ksefer, the Yichus, so they threw them away from Kuna, they didn't know if they were Kainanat. Vayomer HaTishah Solehem, Hashelo Yochlu Mekodesh HaKadoshim, that they're not allowed to eat from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ad amoid koyin lurim v'tumim, until they should send back until they see what the Urim v'Thummim says. And the Gemara says like this: what do you mean to answer them? Omalehim, harayatem b'chaskasam b'cheskoshem b'ma hayisam oichlim b'goyla. You should know that you have the same chazaka the way you were eating in goyla. The same chazaka you have there, you can have now also. What does that mean? The kodshi hagvul. That over there you're eating kodshi agvul is afkan, but kodshi agvul. You're also allowed to eat kodshi agvul over here also. Now, kodshi agvul means like truma that they ate outside Yerushalayim, not the kabonis that you have to eat inside Yerushalayim. This was a shiloh here by the Bnei Goyla that Rashi brought down. There was a shiloh there that the Kohanim were Ksherim, but they got married to other people there and they got mixed up, so we weren't sure if they still had the yichus of Kohanim or not. So he wanted to know now, were they allowed to eat kodshi or not? So it says the same way they ate before outside Yerushalayim, they ate kodshi agvul, which means truma, that much will let them still eat right now. But not more kodshi mizbeach, that they can't eat. And why? Because that's the klal of gedoy la'chazaka. Chazaka means since before they were muchzak to eat this, to the kodshim of the gvul, truma, they're still allowed to eat it now also. Now the kasher is, vi salka daitach, if you want to tell me, malin minasiyas kapayim le'yuchsin, that whenever we see a koyin duchin barabim, we have a right to say that he's 100% koyin. His mishpoch is also a good kosher mishpoch. We're malin liyuchsin. If so, honey, these kahanim here in the goyla, kivon the parsi yadayu. This is something that they did in goyla. Even outside Yerushalayim, they used to duchin. So who are these kahanim used to duchin? So if so, also le'asokinu, we should be afraid. We should have stopped them now that they should not be able to duchin anymore. Like Zmashmir, anything they did in Goyle, anything they did outside Yerushalayim, they're still allowed to do it now. They ate Truma there, they're allowed to eat Truma now. They Duchen there, they're allowed to Duchen here. So if you tell me there's a klal, that if you see a Kohen Duchen and you have a right to say it's 100% Kohen for Yuchsin also, we should ask that these Kohanim here to Duchen, because they don't have a good Yuchus. We have a suffix about the Yuchus over here. So Marian says, Shani Hocha the Reyach is Kayu. Here it's much different. Everybody knows that these Kohanim that came up now by Ezra's time were different. That there was a reyes, so there was a suffix, maybe there weren't miyuchesses or not. So here, if some people see their duchenin, people will know there's no raya, that there was a good kosher mishpocha that's left to check out the mishpocha before they have chasnu with them. The Mor says, dilo atem hochi, because you're not going to say like this, lamandiyom ma'ale mitrumal yuchsin, so kasha kointed at mandiyom. The mandiyom we had before says that he's a koyin, if you see a koyin eating truma, you have a right to say he's 100% koyin. You could be malin le truma from truma yuchsin. If so, here also, kivun the yachli b'truma. Since these kahanim are allowed to eat truma, also yasakinu, they'll make a mistake and they'll think they're koyin yuchesses that you're allowed intermarry with them. So how come that the pasuk says clearly whatever they did in the goyla they're allowed to do now? But they're allowed to still eat truma. Why aren't we afraid that we'll make a mistake and be malodem liyuchsin? Ella, what do you have to answer? El lav mishum, the reyach is kayu. On these people is different. There's a big reyach on these people. Therefore, these people, everybody knows that they don't have a good yichus. Therefore, even though they could do certain things, here we're not afraid we'll be malin from these things, from eating truma or from duchenin liyuchsin. So the mori is so, v'yela mai gedele chazoka. Like if so, what's so great about the chazoka then? Like we said before in the Brisa, Rashi said, the Gomer of Yosi, lo malonu, lahashpes chaskosom, ki ma yesh lochosh tomatolo. Like, what's the big chiddush? What are you telling me about the chazok that's so great? Like, you're not doing anything with it. So Gomer says, that mikoro ochel b'trum d'rabonin, before they only ate trum d'rabonin, that Rashi sharei b'goy lohoyu, shen shom trum minatoyro, dochol mitzvah shitlu yiborets enel heges elaberos kanamina b'kadushin. That they were no truma begoyl in Golus and Bogel, it was only midirabonin. Truma midirais is only in Eretz Yisrael. So
the Hura there in Goyla the Oni ate Truma Midrabonin. And Hashta, now that they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, Ocha the Truma the Raisa, now will be matter them to continue reading Truma, even though in Eretz Yisrael, to Shalach and Anissa the Raisa. So the Hura here, you see the Raya is called Gedela Chazoka. Chazoka is a great thing. That because of the Chazoka, the way they were on Tuna, they were reading Truma, we're still going to let them meet Truma now also. The boy is saying another Teretz is no, Hashta Nami Truma the Rabbonin. It could be now, even after they come into Eretz Yisrael, we're only matter them teach Truma the Rabbonin. Truma the Rabbonin either means it grows in the Otz of Shena Nokuf, or else it means of Teres. Because Midiraisa, Truma is only on Dog and Teres Vietzer, only on the five minim of the grain, and on olives and on grapes. All other minim is only with the Rabbonin. So even now also, that we give them Truma teeth is only from the Shar minim. But the Truma, the Eraisa, Loyochel, the Renachnami, Truma, the Eraisa, we're not going to let them eat. So Morris says, the Chimaski, and therefore, the Chimaski, the Truma, Loyochsin, when does that man, the Yom, say, if you see Ukraine eating Truma? You have a right to say, he's Mucheses, that you let him marry into the Mishpacha, the Truma, the Eraisa. It's only if you see the Ukraine eating Mamish, Truma, the Eraisa. But the Truma, the Rabbonin, Loyochsin, but if he's only eating Truma, the Rabbonin, then Takas, Loyochsin, we don't prove, we don't say, he's Mucheses. So therefore, again, there's no, it goes to everybody here. So for the Gemara again, the Elamai Gedele Chazoka, says, so what's so great about the Chazoka then? So like the Gemara asks, like, what's so great about the Chazoka? L'chura, since Midiraisa, he can't eat Truma anyway. So only Midirabonim, what's so great about the Chazoka? So Gemara says like this. Adiafagav Yikla Migzim, Ishrim Truma, Midiraisa, like Ezrinan. They really, there's a swear to say, now when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, we should not let him eat Truma, even Truma the Rabbonin. Because once they start to eat Truma, we should be afraid maybe we'll eat from the Dog on Tirish V'Yitzah that grows in Eretz Yisrael, that there is a Chi of Truma Midiraisa. So I should be afraid maybe we'll come to eat Truma Midiraisa. Kamashmullah, no, we don't make the Gzeira. Why not? Because Gedir Lachazoka. Since before they were Becheskas Kahanim, that they were eating Truma Begvulin, even though they were on a Truma Drabonin, we're still making now for them to eat Truma Drabonin in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara book, Sivai, the Postik says, Har Shelo Yoichlu Mikodesh HaKadoshim. It just says now when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they can eat from the korbanos from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it's a diyek though, Mikodesh HaKadoshim hu de lo yochol. Only from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's what he can eat from. Ha betrumah d'irayis ochol, from mashma, from regular trumah d'irayis, so that he could eat from. So hura, it's mashma, even d'irayis, he could eat trumah. So where it says, hokikom, this is what the pasuk means to say. Loi b'midi d'ikra kodesh. He can't eat anything that's called kodesh. And Rashi says, the hainu trumah, that means trumah. In other words, he cannot eat Truma. That's called Kodesh. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Dichsiv b'chol zal liyechol Kodesh. And it's talking about a Truma. So you see, Truma is called Kodesh. And who are then the Pasuk is saying, Vloy b'midi dikri Kodeshim. And that's something of Kodeshim either he can eat. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'bas koin kisil yizar, he b'shum as a Kodeshim loy soichol. If a bas koin gets married to a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat from Kodeshim, and b'shum as a Kodeshim. V'yom amar, what does it mean to say b'trum as a kodeshim? It means b'moirim min hakodeshim l'toichel. Anything that comes out from the kodeshim, she's not allowed to eat. So Rashi means afilu chazov v'shoik shoshlomim. Even the regular portions of a korban shlomim hanecholim l'noshe kanim l'avdayim, that a kohen's allowed to take home and give to his wife and to yavodim. That's what it means. And v'yom amar, Rashi b'vom is a perikation with Torahs b'vas kohen shenisas liyisroel. V'nasis amono grusha v'zerein lo shechazeres l'trum as aviya. V'yani chazeres l'chazov v'shoik. V'yalop lo mahay kruok. Yisir liyizar hi besumas akodesh shum l'soichal. We learn out the kitzro from this posig that when a bas kohen was married to Yisroel, and even though later when her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat truma, but a korban from kodeshim she can't eat. What does kodeshim mean? V'murim in a kodeshim, the kitzit means from the korban shlomim, the chazov v'shoik. So that's pshat over here, that these kanim were not allowed to eat either from Truma Midiraisa, or else not allowed to eat from Kodeshim, from the Karbonis, also they weren't allowed to eat. So, therefore that's pshat from Gedele HaChazoka, that them is what, we're allowing them to eat Truma Midirabonin, and the Chiddush is, even though now they're in Eretz Yisrael, it's possible to make a Gzera, maybe Otto to come to eat the Truma Midiraisa, Kamashmala, no, we don't make this Gzera. Toshima, come in here. Says what? Chazoka lekuhuna nesias kapayim bebovel. Mashma chazoka in bovel. How do we know somebody's a kohen? If we see him making nesias kapayim, that's a right, he's a kohen in bovel. v'yachilas chala b'Suria. And if we see somebody eating chala in Suria, that's the right that he's really a kayim. So Rashi explains why in Bovo punkt in the Sias Kapayim. So Rashi says, because in Bovo, like whoever sees him, whether he duchind, barabim, so he could say for sure he's a kayim. Because Rashi says there were yeshiva there, or bezdin kavua, and they were both kemach and leisa kapayim. They made sure that the kahanim, the duchin, were emes a kahanim. Mashenkin, eating chal or eating truman in bovel chutzlaritz, that's only midrabonin, it's not midiraisa. Therefore, they weren't that much, but therefore, you can't learn out from somebody eating chal in bovel to say that for sure he's a good kohen. But if somebody duchin, that's a rai, he's a good kohen. Mashenkin in Surya, Rashi says, he aram tsoiva shekibsha David. This is the part, the new land that David HaMelech made a kibush on. The chibru l'Eretz Yisrael, he was mechabri, attached to Eretz Yisrael. Oksavar haitana, this tana holds, that kibush yochid shemei kibush. That David HaMelech captured this part of the land of Syria, he made it into Eretz Yisrael. It has now midiraisa, the kedush of Eretz Yisrael. The chaloso true midiraisa. Therefore, what grows there, take off chala from the dough, or to take off truma from the dog and tirish v'yitzah, that's midiraisa. When it says chala, the have a minuas, who did he mean truma? So therefore in Surya, if you saw somebody eating chala, that's an issa diraisa. So therefore for sure, like we know for sure that he's a good kain, and therefore it's malon liyuchsin from the fact that they ate chala in Surya. The fact that you see them giving out the matonis, Rashi says, that means azroya v'lechayayim. When you have an animal, there's a inyan of matnas kuna to give to the kohen, the azroya v'lechayayim, the jaw. And the lechayayim is like the jaw, and the azroya is the thigh. The kerochim, Rashi says, in the big cities, v'yafagav yisurin en yisur lezarim, hail the kerochim, lochim shvokim, and mutsuyim boy. Like it's not really an Isser for Zar Tidit, it's only a Matnes Kuna, but the Pshat is, since these are the Krochim in the big cities, everybody passes by and people see who you give it to. So if the person takes the Zroyev L'chayayim, that's a proof that he's a Kayin. The person would be Mechutzit to take it if he's not really a Kayin in the Krochim. So Gemara says, what's negated to us is Ketoni Mias Akoponim. We learned here that Nesias Kapayim. If you see a person duchen and make Nesias Kapayim, that's a right that he's a coin. So my love Yuchsin doesn't mean even for Yuchsin we can marry him also, but Torah's a coin. Loyal Truma. Trust me to say that we'll be able to give him Truma. The Rashi says, Aroya Noise Kapa Babovel. This only helps again to give him a din of to eat truma, a kain to eat truma, but not for yuchsin. For yuchsin is a maila who need more than just these proofs. For the more of a dumya, the achilas chala katoni, it says like the eating of achilas chala. So Rashi, yeah, the what? Ma achilas chala le yuchsin, afna siyas kapayin le yuchsin, is to have a minuris chala. For sure it's not get to yuchsin. But just like challah, if you see a person eating challah, it's a proof that he's a kohen. For yuchsin, who would in the Nesias Kapayim? So Rashi says, what's the havamin here? Dila truma pshita, higufa trumi, ukvar huksak bo. Like just down to say eating challah would be a proof that he's a kohen to give him truma, that's pshita, because challah itself is called truma. So when it says achilas challah is called the chazaka, the it means to say that it's for yuchsin. So just like for chalitz for yuchsin, who adin the siyas kapayim is the yuchsin. So Gemara says loy achilas chala gufa l'truma. I tell you, maybe know that we say if he eats chala, he's luchsa to be a kohen. It could be only it means again to give let him eat truma. So what's the pshat then? And ksova chala b'zman hazeh the rabbonin who truma the yiraisa chala b'zman hazeh. We'll soon see the pshat that's only mid rabbonin. Mashenkin eating truma is mid yiraisa. So therefore, and the chiddush is, umaskin and mechal the rabbon le truma the yiraisa. That's the chiddush. That even though he's only eating challah right now, which is only nisa the rabbonin, still we'll mask him to be a kohen that will even give him truma teeth, even though truma b'zman hazeh midiraisa. Okidiyapech lu rafuna bread Rav Yeshua the rabbonin. And the way rafuna bread Yeshua changed it around to the rabbonin, like we'll soon see later. That this chiddush that what that challah is only midirabbonin and truma is midiraisa. So that's the chazaka that if we see him eating challah, we could be machzik him to be a kain, that will let it give him truma also. Yes, so far we have no proof if from the Nesias Kapayim we're machzik liyuchsin or not.
Gemara says Toshima, come now, bring another proof. It says what Chazok Elokuna Nesias Kapayim Vechila Gronas Beretz Yisrael. That what that Chazok Elokuna is Nesias Kapayim. If you see somebody duchenin Vechila Gronos and giving out by the fields, by the farmers, giving out their truma to the person is also right. He's a kohen Beretz Yisrael. Over Surya over Chol Mokem Shashluchei Rosh Chodesh Magin. If any place that the Shluchei Rosh Chodesh gets there, in other words, a traveling of 15 days outside Yerushalayim, is Nesias Kapayim Raya Abaloi Chila Gronis. There in these places of Surya, B'chol Makom Shluchei Rosh Chodesh Magiyin, Nesias Kapayim Duchenin, that's the proof that he's a Kayin, Abaloi Chila Gronis. But Sam giving out the Truma, that's not a proof. So Rashi says, why not? The Truma did do Lav D'Yeraisa. Because giving out truma in these places are not midiraisa. Over Surya Nam, even in Surya, Haitana Sova, the Kibush Yochid Loishime Kibush. Over Plukta, the Tanoi Bach Nusa. Smachloikis. So this Tano is that in Surya, even though Dovus was, Dovid HaMelech was Kovash Surya, it only has Kedusha Midirabonin. So therefore, the truma is only Midirabonin, therefore, there's no proof. But in the Nesias Kapayim, that's still a good proof. Now it says, Over Bovel Kesuria. Bovel has the same aloha like Surya. That Nesias Kapayim is a proof, and not Chilagronis. The same thing in Achsandria Shom Mitzrayim is the same halachas. Yeborishon at the beginning, why? Because there used to be a Bezdin Kvua there in Alexandria. So therefore, when the people went to Duchin, it was only because he was a Kayin. That's a proof that really is a Kayin. So Mura says, Akoponim, Ketonim, Mias, learned over here, Ketonim, Mias, that Nesias Kapayim. If you see somebody duchenin, that's a proof that he's a kohen. So my love, Luyuchsen, doesn't it even mean Luyuchsen also, it's a proof that he's a kohen? Loy lechala, it only means lechala. Why? Hodumya de chila geronis ketoni. It's just like chila geronis, giving out the tfuah in the fields. Ma chila geronis Luyuchsen, chur is a kasha. Should be doing with the chila geronis, just like chila geronis. Is even Luyuchsen, so we could even marry him, is af Nesias Kapayim Luyuchsen. Nesias Kapayim, if you see a kohen duchenin, should also be a proof that he's a real kohen, even for Yuchsin. Smor says, Loi, Achela Chilat Geronis Gufa Lechala. I'll tell you that the fact that we see them giving out a truma by the field, it's also not a proof 100% that he's a kohen. It's only a proof enough that we're allowed to give him chala. What's the Chiddush? That Kisava, this time holds, truma Bizman is the Rabbanan. But we'll soon see the Svaris. The Bizman is the truma is only the Rabbanan. For the chala, the Yeraisa. And chale is midiraisa b'smanazim. And therefore the chiddush is, O maskina mitruma d'rabbonin lechale d'iraisa. Even though we only see him eating truma d'rabbonin, that's enough of a chazaka to say that he's a kohen, and we're allowed to give him chale. But einach nami, for yuchsin, could be it's not believed. For yuchsin, it's not enough of a proof to say that he's a real kohen. Where it says, U kidashkechino rafuna b'red rav yeshua d'rabbonin. The yom rafuna b'red rav yeshua. That Ashkachtin le Rabbonim vei Rav. I found Rabbonim vei Rav in the Beis Medrash like the Yatsvi. They were sitting on Karma. They were saying like this: that Afilu l'man the Yoma Truma b'zman hazeh the Rabbonim. Even if you want to say now after the Churban Abayis, there's no more Kedusha Teretz Yisrael. The Truma is only mid Rabbonim, but you should know Chala the Yiraisa b'zman hazeh the Chiyev to give off Chala is mid Yiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Sherei Zayin Shekivshu, the Zayin Tzachilku, at the first 14 years when the Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. The 7 years they were still Kavash, conquering Eretz Yisrael. Then it took 7 years to make Chaluka, to divide up Eretz Yisrael. In Nischaivu B'chala, those first 14 years there was a Chiyav to give off Chala. But in Nischaivu B'truma, there was no Chiyav to give Truma yet. So Rashi says, why was there a Chiyav to give Chala then? To Chsid B'vayachem El Oretz. Fatanya Bestefri, Rabbi Shmolaima, Shina Kosta Biazu Mikol Bia Shabatara. Why is this Bia different than all other times? Shabakul Nema Kisavo, Kiavia Kovakam, Bavoyachim, Lalamda Khoshakiva, Shenichnusubon Eschaivu. That as soon as Kleistler came into Eretz Yisrael, as soon as Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, right away they had a chiv to give off Chala. But Lo Eschaivu Betrumus Amaistu, they received the Goncho, Tfu Azarechem. Ham Yuchedes Lechot, that's been Yuchet for you. And that's only after Zayin Shekivshu and Zayin Shechilku, then it's called Miyuchad Lecho. So that's one shita. To say that Truma was only have the Chiyav after Zayin Shechilku, Mashenken Chala was Chal right away. And he answered back, no, I said back, but just the opposite. That afilu l'man diyama truma mizman hazeh diraisi, if you want to say truma, is more v'chiv truma mizman hazeh diraisa, but you should know chala d'rabonin, chala mizman hazeh is only d'rabonin. The Tanya, because we're not like this, the pasuk says, b'vayachim el oretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when there's a chiyah to give off chala. B'vayachim, if it just says coming in, yochel, I would have thought, Mishenichnasu lo shnayim mishloisha meraglim. It'll be enough of just two or three meraglim, two or three spies coming to Eretz Yisrael right away. There's a chiyah to give off truma. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no. Buvayachem, when you're coming in, which means we dashin bevias kulchem amarti. Only if everybody comes in. For loy bevias miksaschem, and that with only a few of the Yidden go in. There was. When is the achir to give off chala? That's only b'viyas kulchem, when the whole Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Now b'chiyas kinu Ezra by the base of.